Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Symphonic Blast 2018. I'm Steve. He says it's not quite good enough. He wants louder applause. He'll be berating you through the concert anyway, but we'll wait for that. I'm Steve Hexum from KBUR, and we're going to be broadcasting this concert tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And that will be immediately followed by tomorrow night's Burlington Municipal Band Concert, which is... And both concerts will be sponsored by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale and Beckman TV and Appliance. But our concert tonight, how many of you were here in 1996 for the Crapo Park Centennial? That is when this whole event started. And Bob and I were talking before that we've had just about every kind of weather, haven't we, Bob? We've had it super dry, super hot, super wet. But I don't think we've had any better than tonight. And what a great crowd we have indeed. Our concert tonight is sponsored by the City of Burlington through the Starker Trust, also with help from the Harry and Virginia Murray Foundation, the John H. Woody Foundation. A very big special thanks to J&M Displays, because without their efforts, you wouldn't have fireworks. And a great crew from BBG Sound Company out of Muscatine. They've been doing this since 96. Not this specific concert, but they've been in business since 96, which is when this concert started. But our concert tonight is also brought to you by our friends at the Hawkeye, and by News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and our entire Pritchard Broadcasting family of radio stations. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome, and I mean really a warm welcome, to Maestro Bob McConnell and the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you so much. That was actually pretty good applause. I can't remember not having to berate the audience more than that. But here's what bothered me about the national anthem. I didn't hear really almost any singing. Were people singing out in front? Okay, I know a few people were. Let's start halfway through and just pick it. And the rockets red glare, okay? And finish it off, because I really want you to sing and enjoy yourselves, okay? Let's give them the pitch. This is a pickup to the double bar. Okay. One.
And the rockets
come on.
Come on.
That was better. Really, thank you. Sorry to put you through that, but you'll experience much worse than that as the night goes on. You know, when Steve was talking to you about applause, it is true that I oftentimes turn around and I don't really consider it berating. I consider it encouragement. I'm kind of a negative reinforcement teacher. And when you're applauding afterwards, I know how people are. They don't want to be too loud or boisterous because people around them are. This first piece, you are absolutely going to love, and you are going to regret it if the crowd doesn't explode at the end of this piece. So I'm not going to tell you what we're playing, but I want to practice the applause right now. So let's pretend it just finished, and you absolutely love this piece. One, two, three. Okay, that's it. That's all I'm asking. It's not that hard, is it? Okay. Enjoy yourselves.
Thank you.
Don't you all feel better about yourselves? Really, you should. Isn't that a cool piece? You know, one of the biggest regrets I'm sure many of you have is that you didn't come to our Pops concert last year. I know people, they've agonized. I've had some suicide hotline calls about it that people were really depressed. Here's the nice thing is it was a John Williams concert. That's John Williams did the Raiders March from whatever that was, I think in 82 or 83. And he wrote so much fabulous movie music that we're doing a part two this fall, and we're going to do the concert in Pizzazz. I can't remember the dates. We've got our season brochure down here. You're free to wander down anytime during the concert, and it's over here to the side. But we'll be doing music from Jurassic Park, I think the Cowboys, Star Trek. And really, we had a terrific time, great turnout, and I hope you can join us this September for those concerts. What are we doing now, though? What? Oh, yeah. So this guy is a relatively unknown march composer, John Philip Sousa. And this piece is called The Circus Gallop, and it's from an opera he composed. It was actually the last sets of music that he composed in his life in 1915. But it's just elegant, fun music to listen to. The Circus Gallop, John Philip Sousa. I want to play just a little bit of the tune from this next one to see how many of you recognize this. Virtually everybody has heard it. Okay. So I doubt that most of you know what the name of that is. It's in the Hall of the Mountain King. It's by the Norwegian composer Grieg. This is an amazingly popular piece that's been done in all kinds of diverse circumstances. In 1941, it got its first arrangement for a big band that they actually turned it into a dance band tune right at the start of World War II. And then in 1960, Duke Ellington took the tune and he built a jazz suite around this whole arrangement. Well, the Grieg Society took offense to that in Norway and they took legal action against Duke Ellington. But he had a bunch of Norwegian defenders, and eventually it ran out of copyright, so they started playing it there anyway. The piece was also covered by the rock group The Who. It was used with the cartoon for the Smurfs, Bugs Bunny. It was used for an episode of the AMC Mad Men Theater and the movie The Snow Queen. So what's the story behind this piece? So Peer Gynt is like a dream sequence, a play of Henry Ibsen. And Peer Gynt is brought into this hall of this giant mountain troll. And he's like working his way in, and then they have him, and they take him before the head troll, and they're talking about how they're going to kill him. I thought the children would enjoy these lines. Shall we roast him on a spit, or should he be stewed in a pan? So you can imagine these words while this is going on. It has that ominous feel, but kind of a fun feel to it the entire way, in the Hall of the Mountain King. It's always fun playing cartoon music. Everybody knows it. Each year, the Southeast Iowa Symphony, so this is a combination of, I don't know, semi-professional players from about a 90-100-mile radius that really are dedicated. Like today's concert, we sent them the music. We had a 2.5-hour rehearsal this afternoon here where we all get together and then perform tonight. And we do that throughout the year. We do 3 classical sets. There's Pops concert. We do a lot of kids concerts. And if the Bucket Brigade is ready back there, if they're not in chaos, they'll mingle among you in these orange shirts, I think. I'm not sure. But we always do this bucket pass here, and that helps support our educational programs where we do kids symphony concerts, and we go out into the schools with the full orchestra for 2 to 3 concerts. Like last year, we did 2 at Burlington Middle School and then ran up to Mediapolis. So I hope you'll be generous during that bucket pass. But anyway, the season brochures that are up here, we've tracked this year electronically who we're playing for. 10,459 in total attendance at all of our concerts. We gave out 628 free student concerts. And at artist and resident events where we bring in a specialist on an instrument to perform in the schools, we had 1,100 kids attend those. So it's really a big deal that you help support it. And you'll see some other fun things in that brochure. We have a lot of them up here. If the Bucket Brigade is ready to move among you, we're going to go on with a wonderful old-time waltz that a lot of you will recognize from an older beer commercial. This is Estudiantina by Waldteufel. Thank you. Really, that music makes you just want to pull money out of your pocket, doesn't it? It's like magic music. This is a magic evening, though. Really, we are so grateful. If we could have something close to this each year, it would be fabulous. This next piece is called Handel in the Strand. That's a pretty weird name. The Strand is a street where the British musical theaters were located at the time that Percy Grainger wrote this piece. Percy Grainger was a native Australian, studied in Germany, and then became a naturalized American citizen. He actually performed in Burlington. I've talked to people that he stayed in their house and he slid down the banister with their kids. He was really a fun-loving guy. He rode on the trains with the hobos. He rode from Burlington up to Mount Pleasant, played a concert at Iowa Wesleyan, took the train up to Washington and played there in the high school. And people remember him as a fabulous pianist and an arranger. So he would take pieces. This particular piece was Georg Friedrich Handel. Everybody knows him for the Hallelujah Chorus, right? He wrote the Messiah. He's a German that he was born in 1685, moved to England in 1712, and really never left. Became a citizen of England in 1727, and died there in 1759. Mainly, I'm just telling you that to kill time. But he wrote a really neat piece called The Harmonious Blacksmith. We're going to demonstrate just two quick sections of this, and this features our pianist and a variety of other people in the orchestra on a wonderful orchestration. But this is part of the tune that Handel wrote originally, and this is the string pizzicatas at the opening. So it doesn't sound quite like Baroque music, but it is. I've listened to the tune Handel wrote, and it's very close. Now, violins, first and seconds, look at bar 50 for me, will you, where you get the next tune? And this is part of the actual tune that Handel wrote. And the reason I'm playing this for you is to show you then what Grainger did with these just little snippets of the piece. So it's a little like Baroque music. It's got that push and pull in it, but he's created something completely new. That's why they wanted to say this was Handel, but he's in comedy musical theater for you. Handel in the Strand. Thank you. for orchestras, a lot of the nicest music is pulled out of larger productions. And the Snow Maiden was an opera of Rimsky-Korsakov, the great Russian composer. And this particular piece occurs partway through the opera where, as a normal opera, somebody's trying to win somebody else's heart, but they're out in a glade, an opening in the woods, somewhat like this park would be, and they have this group of acrobats and clowns and dancers come in, and this is really a well-known piece also. One of those, you might not know the name, but many of you will recognize, called Dance of the Tumblers.
Thank you.
Now the applause is starting to sound a little strained or forced. So let's loosen up. I don't want you to feel pressure, but I want you to relax. And tomorrow night, the Burlington Municipal Band will be playing here at 7:30. We want to thank the band for the use of their room for rehearsal this afternoon. We really appreciate it and hope you'll join them. And next week, the Municipal Band is actually playing for a statewide festival up in Boone on Saturday afternoon, if any of you are interested in traveling up there. The next piece, you know, what's fun about these concerts is I can pick out a variety of music, combination of classical and show tunes and popular pieces. And the next piece is a selection of pieces that are basically dedicated to New York. It includes New York, New York, 42nd Street, Lullaby of Broadway in New York, New York, arranged by Calvin Custer, who is just a wonderful arranger for pops music and orchestra for this kind of setting. This is a salute to the Big Apple. That's better. That's very natural. It seemed like you actually enjoyed it that time. What's up next? So I talked about John Williams. So three of the pieces you're going to hear tonight are by John Williams, but they're not. They weren't on last fall. One of them was actually, and but this one we didn't have programmed. It's a little bit shorter, and he didn't write it specifically for a movie. He wrote it for a wonderful performer, Itzhak Perlman, a famous violinist. But if you saw the movie The Scent of a Woman, Al Pacino's in this movie, and there's a tango dance scene. The tango is from Argentina. This particular tango, though, was written by a Danish composer, and it's called Por Una Cabeza, and it features our violin soloist, Miss Charlene King. Will you join me in welcoming our soloist? Are you going to stand? What?
Thank you.
I'm really grateful as a conductor to have so many wonderful musicians to work with, and particularly to come in on one rehearsal and put things together. It's really a lot of fun for me, and hope you all appreciate it and enjoy it too, and hope you'll join us during the season. One of the pieces we'd like to play from a little bit of music, movie music now, and it's a contemporary of John Williams, but this is also one of the great movie composers, James Horner, and music from Titanic.
Thank you.
Now, I told you the evening was going to get worse, right? So we're going to practice a little bit of singing. I want you to listen to this melody, and we're going to do what we call solfège. You're going to learn solfège this evening. Have you heard this tune before? Okay, yeah, this is easy. So, well, it's easy for me because I've written out the syllables. You know the do a deer, a female deer from The Sound of Music? Okay, well, we're not going to play that song. But what that song does is it gives you the idea of learning songs and learning melodies by syllables. So this particular one is, you don't care what key it's in, but it's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. So it starts on the do, re, mi, fa, fa, mi, mi, re, fa, fa. Do that with me once. Mi, re, fa, fa, mi, mi, re, fa, fa, mi, mi, re, fa, fa, mi, mi. And then it does that again. And then here's the next one. Strings, this is the next spot. Yeah. And then it repeats that. And this starts on, I've got to actually see my music. Oh, yeah, yeah, this is on La, isn't it? La. No, Sol. Sol, La, La, Ti, Ti, Do, Ti, Ti, La, La, Sol. Whatever. How many of you are irritated by this demonstration? No, none of you are, I can see. Let's listen to it one more time. I've got to have my lights or I get too distracted. My ADHD really interferes in these kind of situations. So let's do that one. So, so, la, la, ti, ti, do, do, ti, ti, la, la, so, so. Okay, I think you've got it, honestly. So we're going to just practice singing it one time and then we're going to do the piece. This is mi, fa, fa. Back at mi, fa, fa. Okay, you know where we are? Okay. Mi, fa, fa, mi, mi, re, fa, fa, mi, mi, re, fa, fa, mi, mi. Then it does the same thing again. Mi, fa, fa, mi, mi, re, fa, fa, mi, mi, re, fa, fa, mi, mi. Now, sol. So, la, la, ti, ti, da, da, ti, ti. So, la, la, ti, da, da, ti, ti. So, that became difficult because I swallowed a bug. Excuse me. So, we'll play the intro, and every time we get to that spot, you're welcome to sing along or not, whatever you like. But this is the Barker Rule. We really want to thank you for coming out this evening. We especially want to give a special round of applause to both the fireworks crew and our sound crew that make the evening possible. It's wonderful to have these kind of professionals to work with. Thank you very much again for coming out this evening. Hope you'll join us during the year. And if not join us, we hope you'll give us money. Have a great evening.